Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I wanted to talk to you about an unfortunate situation, you know. You know, the music, the dark side of the music business for hopefuls, like Hollywood hopefuls like me, who write or make music recordings, is that people could do a lot of things to manipulate. I have people around me have made allegations that they use my material fraudulently. Someone impersonated me. It's very hard to impersonate my personality because I have a distinct style vocally and personally. And this one guy had made up some false allegations that he called the copyright office saying that he owned my songs and my videos. I wanted to let you know that all my music songs are copyrighted with the U.S. Copyright Office, so there's no way he can own it. Also, all the songs have now been put into publishing to protect the music. Now, as far as the videos, I made all the videos. I put the videos together. You see me in one of the videos. I put my face in the videos. Actually, pictures of me in the videos. I done all the videos. I own everything. So I wouldn't say that if I didn't. But in the real world of the music business, it's very manipulative. I've heard somebody say a rapper was going around pretending to be me or working on something that was not authorized. That's not, you know, that's criminal, you know. American Greed story. Looking at me as some little person before they can get rich off and commit fraud or commit some evil deed or to commit some crime in order to get rich, not at my expense. And that's why I tell songwriters out there, copyright your music, publish it. You'll be protected. Go to BMI, ask up. If you publish on either one or both, you're going to be protected. That deals with worldwide music. I don't like to talk about this stuff, but when I write good pop music or good dance music or rock music or something, I was aware of this a long time ago. So I made the videos. I wrote all the songs. That is the truth. I got no recognition for it. I got no offers. I didn't sign anything away. Just like I mentioned that other story where they made up lies that they're going to get part of my condo from a signature on something. If there is a signature, it's fraud, it's forgery, you can go to jail for it. But people will do anything to make money, anything for money. They'll lie for it, die for it. They'll go to jail for it. So that's what in the music business, it's no exception out here in Hollywood. As Hollywood say, it's a boulevard of broken dreams. And the Hollywood sign is a symbol of in some ways of the dark side of the Hollywood dream. When that woman jumped off the Hollywood sign to her death because she was rejected by all those acting companies. I forgot her name. Let me see, what's her name? That was that represent the one of the reasons why the Hollywood dream is so difficult with the competition and what people would do to themselves and others to make it. But, you know, I want to say that even though these are allegations that have been said, not proven, but I will say they were said to me indirectly or directly, that is the truth. My songs are protected. The videos are protected. They already been put on Vevo. I was also on MTV. I don't have access to that account. They may have took it off because I was an indie artist. And the videos that was on MTV were not the it was some of the Vevo videos, but it was what was on the MTV account was the rock videos, old rock videos. Like the Fresh Unique video was on there and some other videos, but not the Vevo videos were different. Because with Vevo, they told me to remake the videos. So Unique, I made the first video, you know, where there's a you know, putting pictures and putting stuff. And he told me to remake the video, so I remade the video with my name and my face in between. You can see my my glasses move back and forth. I did that video. I own that video. I own all of them. And I take credit for what I deserve. Sure, I spent all those years. Now, the person that can be referred to is Peg Ed Wilson, who jumped off the Hollywood sign because to her death. And I'm just saying that, you know, I ain't going to be a casualty of someone else's evil manipulation or deeds. But I believe it has been an attempt due to what people have said around me and so on. So I'm aware of the music business because the songwriting is perhaps the most important. I guess really the truth of the matter is it is. It's where the record companies get their money, and it's where the power in any entity related to recorded music or the music business as a whole. So when I wrote some music, I had to copyright it. Before I release a song, it is copyrighted. I don't release a song without a copyright. I heard some artists do that. Somebody who wrote a song released it without copyright, and that was a bad that was a bad business move because you can't do that. Someone could say that they own my, you know, that song if it's not copyrighted, and you won't have nothing to back up saying you do. So for me to be protected, I have to copyright every single one, have it registered with BMI, ASCAP, and to protect myself. That's what I was told when I was younger, you know, and I was told not to sign away my publishing for something, you know, frivolous, because that's really where the money is made from that song, and, you know, that's the right thing. I can't sign away my publishing or let somebody manipulate me. But it has happened and continue to happen. And when some people out there saying things about you, saying they own my material, that is not right. It's a Hollywood, I don't want to be a broken dream. But it's taken me all these years to release it. It took me a very long time to release those records. Because as you know, when I released the records in 2013, some of those records of the many recordings that I made have been made years before that. And there was even a point in time that I wasn't going to release anything because there was no way I could get it released because nobody would sign me because I was rejected by so many record companies when I was younger. So I had some of those songs on a back burner. They were already copyrighted. So Forever Up Through Time was released. You know, it was released. I was a different person that time. I was rock and roll, pop. Now I'm pop. Well, anyway, but I mix it up, rock, pop, hip-hop, whatever. But again, be careful about American greed or manipulation or criminals. You don't want to deal with no crook or no criminal taking away your song if you wrote it. I saw that illustration in the Netflix film, The Wham, how they made a lot of money and they were on the charts, the British charts, and perhaps on the charts in America, and they made no money. So the manipulation happens even with those who make it in the business. It's so sad. I'm sure George Michael got rich, and he was rich before he passed away because, you know, how great of a songwriter and singer he was. But still, I was at a stage where the observation is this happens too many times of artists. And in my case, an unsigned artist or indie artist who have not been heard yet, who wrote and got videos that I made, songs that I made, and have not been discovered, me. And I don't want me to remain an indie artist and unsigned while somebody goes and sample and manipulate. I already talked about the sample situation. I did not authorize anyone to use samples. If there was samples, that's copyright infringement. I did not authorize anyone to use my songs. I don't owe anyone anything related to my music or any company. It's important that we be honest about the music business, you know, because the music business is for those who can sing or play or write a song. It should not be no con artists or someone who don't have no talent. Either you write or sing or play a song and you actually have a recording or you actually know what you're doing. And then at the same time, you don't want no criminals in the business. No crooks. It messes up everything. Lawsuits are costly. People's lives could get destroyed if you have crooks stealing and manipulating other people. It's no excuse to be an evil person. When people make up stories that my songs were owned by somebody else, when people make up stories that they used it or owned my videos, that is wrong. I had somebody say a rapper was using my music. No, I do not. I did not authorize it. But it happens all the time. There are lots of great songwriters or great musicians whose songs have been manipulated. And there's too many lawsuits. There is no excuse to be an evil person. Another American Greed story, another evil deed by a person who shouldn't have never used it in the first place. And that's my stance. If they don't own the song, they should not have used it in the first place. If they did not get permission to use the song, they should have never used it in the first place. They include samples. I mean, I'm a starving artist. I'm poor. I ain't made no money off my music, hardly anything. And what has been like several decades, and someone who didn't write the song or write or made the video ain't going to say that they're going to make a lot of money off something that they didn't write. That's a thief. That's a crook. They belong in prison. It has happened in the music industry where someone have there was a hit record and a crook, a liar, manipulated the situation where they got money from. I heard that before, and they went to prison for 3 to 4 years for fraud. We don't want no fraudulent person or forgery in a business. And I'm sorry to talk about this, but this happens too often. Sure, when I look at that Netflix Wham at the beginning part, because I haven't finished watching it, I realized that a long time ago, it definitely was so much manipulation in those days, even all over the industry, and it has to stop. And for a struggling artist like me who have a talent to be given the opportunity to be in the business and not be stepped on, it's already a lot of rejections. It's too many rejections. I experienced it. People have written me off as not going to make it already, but I continue to believe in my dream. But at the same time, people are trying to manipulate my songs to get in the industry, and that's evil. That's all I have to say on this topic, but I wanted to let you know I own and all the videos and all the songs, legally, legitimately, honestly. If you have any questions about what I say or my music, you can contact me at doveneedslove22@yahoo.com. DoveneedsLove22@yahoo.com. You know where to reach me. It's easy to reach me. DoveneedsLove22@yahoo.com. If I sound negative, I'm very sorry. It's just the reality of this business and the reality of what I experience. I'm not trying to keep saying something that over and over again. I just want to know the world to know what the truth is. Because when I hear allegation, I respond by telling the world what it is, or if it's interesting, even though it may or may not be true. Just like when I talked about the personal situations of trespassing at my home, that's against the law. That is an allegation that perpetuated by other people. I didn't make up that story. I don't like talking about things like that, but it's interesting for my podcast. because I can talk about these issues, because nobody should be looking or trespassing into a bedroom window. And I say that with allegations with me looking in my home when they shouldn't, when I own the place. They, you know, like they made up stories that I didn't own my property when I do. I own it legally. And they should not be looking inside because it's a criminal act. Being a pervert is no excuse. Not even if it's not a police officer, don't do that. A government officer, don't do that. A judge, don't do that. And an ordinary person can't do that either. You cannot look in my home or anybody's home, even if you're a social worker, a psychologist, even if you're whatever. But those are allegations. And I know people were concerned about me mentioning this about the music business, but, you know, or home, but I'm sorry. It is a fact, a reality, that there are evil people in this world, and these allegations, and there are criminals in this world who do and violate the law. And they should not be walking among you and me. They should be in prison. Good day, good night from Death Knight.